brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we were going to have Lord Monckton for just 30 minutes, but he's graciously staying with us another 20 because I've got a bunch of questions we haven't even gotten into. I constantly study the mega corporations that are not free market teamed up with government bureaucracies trying to set up a mafia system where you've got to get an imperial seal from them to be able to do business. And that's what this is all about. So in the next segment, we'll talk about the fact that they're down, but they're not out, exposed by ClimateGate now 2 years ago, how they're trying to counterstrike back at the forces of liberty with literally the leading mind. And believe me, I do a lot of research, folks. He's the leading guy who's been 100% spot on in all his mathematical calculations on what he broke down about what were frauds the UN had put out. I mean, almost like he has a crystal ball, Lord Christopher Monckton of scienceandpublicpolicy.org. This is a short segment. In the next segment, we'll get into their latest attacks on our liberty and how we stop them globally, because it's the same program worldwide. But finishing up, you were getting into a police state example, Lord Monckton, and then we'll come back and get into their latest operations.
18 months ago, Jason McGoldrick, who had gone over to Hungary to set up a company there which had failed, came back to the UK. A few months after that, the Serious Organized Crime Agency, that's our KGB, kicked down the door of his house at 3 a.m, took him away without telling his wife and family where they were taking him, took him in front of a judge in London who had no power to stop what was happening next, and put him on a plane to Hungary at the request of the prosecuting authorities there, who said they were ready to prosecute him for fraud. There was no hearing to discover whether there was any evidence against him before he was shipped off overseas. Habeas corpus, which is written into Magna Carta, I was reading it in the original Latin only the other day, has now been taken away by this procedure called the European Arrest Warrant. He was flung into jail without his parents or anybody or his children knowing, or his wife knowing where he was. He was fed on rancid pork fat 3 times a day. Which is effectively torture. Under the UK law, anyone who did that to you would be prosecuted for torture, and that's a very serious criminal offence. And he was kept there for 4 months, and he got in touch with a conservative member of the European Parliament. And now you'll know why I'm not a conservative, because that conservative member of the European Parliament said to him, I don't care whether you say you're innocent or not. If one of our fellow governments in the European Union says you're guilty, that's enough for me. We don't need trials these days. And you can stay right where you are, and I'm not lifting a finger to help you. And that was the extraordinary reply this man got eventually in prison. So he got in touch with my noble friend, the Earl of Dartmouth, who is a sitting member of the European Parliament in the UKIP interest, United Kingdom Independence Party. He said to him, will you help? And Dartmouth got on the next plane, went to the prison, and got him out, and got him home.
I've got to stop you, sir. Yeah. I was not aware of this. I knew this was going on. I have seen on our local news, they bring Japanese police here and are signing deals to allow them to grab U.S. citizens. They bring EU police here. They send our police there. It's unelected. There are no laws. They just do whatever they want. And this is this New World Order system where as long as it's a EU-UN member, you are now under their laws. And they're now saying Americans will be under the anti-free speech laws of Canada via this SPP. We're going to break, but I want to come back and give you the floor, because some stations don't carry this segment, to recap this story in great detail and get into it, because there's so many facets to this, and you bring them all up. And for those that aren't concerned, this is one of the main reasons we had 1776 in this country, is because they had kangaroo courts, and the king would, and bureaucrats would haul colonists who were British citizens onto boats and deprive them of English law and Magna Carta and take them to these kangaroo courts, sometimes in other possessions. I mean, this is as tyrannical as it gets. Lord Christopher Monckton, this is unbelievable. We're going to pull some news articles up on this when we come back. Unbelievable.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I remember more than a decade ago interviewing constitutional law scholars, people like Congressman Ron Paul, others, who pointed out that under the EU system and the UN global governance model, they put all this out officially, their plan, and they teach it at Model UN for high school and college students. I've been to these events. I've had family that was part of it. That someone from Japan could come arrest me here if I violate a free speech law that Japan says is illegal, or the Canadian government that arrests preachers for reading, you know, anti-homosexual stuff out of the Bible. Regardless of what you think of that, it's their right. But now I've seen more and more articles about the EU and all their new Eastern European members where they have total police state rules in place. It's the old Soviet Union model, and they're arresting British citizens and others. And Lord Monckton was getting into a case. I want him to recap it and get into more detail of Jason McGoldrick. No real judge, no real charges, basically put in a third world style gulag. There's the headline, Britain held in Hungarian prison to make legal bid. And we've got a whole bunch of other mainstream news articles admitting all of this, where you're seized, not for violating a UK law, something that would be illegal in the UK, and then you're not even given a trial. And Lord Monckton was talking about a conservative member of the EU Parliament from England, so-called conservative, saying we don't need trials anymore. And I remember in 1998 reading the headline, Tony Blair, BBC, the Magna Carta is dead under EU law. And they were proud of it, flaunting it, throwing it. And so before we get into this, Lord Monckton, and the time we have left, it's so important. For those that don't know about 1215 Runnymede, the root of what became British liberty and then the model of the republic here, habeas corpus, every man's home is his castle. For those that don't know, this was the beginning of the end of serfdom. They're trying to bring us back in to serfdom.
This is exactly the point, Alex. Magna Carta was signed by King John with his barons because previously the kings ruled by absolute decree. And eventually the barons said, no, we're not having that. We want to share power with you, and we want to make sure that every citizen of this kingdom has certain minimum rights that you cannot and no government can arbitrarily tread on. And one of those rights, which is mentioned specifically, is the right not to be arbitrarily moved against or imprisoned, it's mentioned several times in Magna Carta, without a proper public hearing. And what happened to Jason McGoldrick, an innocent small businessman, wife and two kids then, he's got a third one now. He went to Hungary to try to set up a business. The business didn't succeed. It went under, owing $18,000. I mean, it wasn't a big amount of money. But not the kind of thing you could extradite somebody for, even if he defrauded somebody, which, you know, he said he didn't. I can't tell you whether he did or he didn't, but that's not the point of the story. The point was no evidence whatsoever that he committed any crime was put before any court in the UK. And he went before one of the UK's best judges, Mr. Justice Collins, the first solicitor ever to sit as a judge on the High Court, who reads everything, really cares about human rights, and Collins was horrified at being asked simply to rubber stamp a request by the Hungarian prosecutors that Jason McGoldrick, without even his family being told, should be shipped straight out to Hungary and locked away until he was tried for alleged fraud. And the judge said, I have to presume, he said, that there is prima facie evidence against you, evidence on the face of it that you have committed a crime. I'm not allowed to ask any questions about whether there is any such evidence.
And that's Napoleonic. That's Napoleonic. That's guilty until proven innocent.
It's worse than that, because at least the juge d'instruction under the Napoleonic Code, that's the magistrate at first instance under our system, has the right and indeed the duty to ask questions. It's an interrogative rather than adversarial system, where the magistrate asks questions to find out whether there is at least a case.
So it's even worse then. It's more like...
We're not talking about a Napoleonic system. We're not talking about a British system. We are talking about a Soviet communist system.
Wow.
Under which the accused has no rights at all to be heard. Habeas corpus, Alex, in Britain, is gone. And at a meeting just last night, out in Largo Ward in Fife, which is quite well attended by local people, I said, I'm going to call Britain a police state and then ask how many of you think that that's overstating the case. And about 40% of them put their hands up and said they thought that was overstating it. Then I told them the story of Jason McGoldrick. I said, the KGB, we call them a serious organized crime agency. They are one of the most hateful organizations in Britain. They kicked down his door at 3 a.m. without any warning. They arrested him. They had him in front of Mr. Justice Collins in the High Court in no time at all. And Mr. Justice Collins ordered him to be put on the plane and taken to Hungary, where he was locked up for 4 months without trial, without anyone having told him what he was accused of, without anyone allowing him access to a lawyer or the British consul, without anyone telling his wife or children where he was. And he was fed on rancid pork fat 3 times a day. And he is still ill now as a result of this torture to which they subjected him without at any time having been ready to prosecute him, because the very few rules which the wretched prosecutors of foreign countries have to follow in applying the European arrest warrant do at least include a rule that you may not arrest somebody on grounds that you're about to prosecute them unless you're about to prosecute them. He can now prove they weren't about to prosecute, they weren't ready, because he got a piece of paper 2 months ago, a year after William Dartmouth, my noble friend, the Earl of Dartmouth, a UKIP MEP, got him out of that prison when nobody else would help him, saying that they're still trying to find evidence against him. They haven't actually yet got a case against him.
But Lord Monckton...
They flagrantly abused the procedure, of the arrest warrant. This was simply an arbitrary rendition to a foreign country without any hearing, without any questions being asked as to whether this guy was guilty of anything or whether they were even ready to say that he was guilty of anything, which we now know they weren't. We are no longer a free country. We are now a police state in the formal sense, in that you no longer have the rights that Magna Carta itself gave us, a right under which I was born, but under which I no longer live.
Unbelievable.
That I should get a hearing in front of a judge before anybody locks me up or fines me or extradites me. That right has gone.
Unbelievable. And I want to expand on that because that is the most fundamental right. And this has happened in every culture where you have absolute rule by a despot, a king, an oligarchy, a dictator, is they can say, seize that.
Bit, Alex. Here's the nasty bit. Jason McGoldrick originally, he wasn't a UKIP member, he was a member of the Conservative Party. He wrote to his Conservative member of the European Parliament and he said, look, I have been arbitrarily arrested, I haven't been told why, I've been locked up for 4 months, I'm very sick, I'm being poisoned with this ghastly pork fat, and I am desperate for my family to know where I am, I want to get this sorted out, will you please help? And this was the reply he got from a so-called Conservative. And now you will know, Alex, why I no longer am a member of the Conservative Party, because this is the kind of people they now have as their representatives. This man wrote back to him and said, if a foreign government says that you're guilty of a serious crime, that's enough for me. There is no need for a trial anymore. If they say you're guilty, and serve your sentence like a man. Of course, he hadn't been charged with anything. He was just locked up at the whim of some minor communist official in Hungary.
This is the essence of tyranny. This is the essence of tyranny, and here's my point. Then he gets in touch with a member of the UK Independence Party from England, part of the EU Parliament, to show how tyrannical it is. When the authority figure showed up, they just released him. In a true republic, he would have been charged, and a member of parliament couldn't just do a on-the-spot pardon. So that's prima facie shows the tyranny, that they just grabbed him, were holding him, not charging him, and the conservative representative ignored it. The UK Independence Party person went, and the communist thugs, part of the EU, groveled to his authority and released him, showing that it was completely arbitrary.
And the way they released him was very characteristic of the communists. They just opened the door of the jail one day and booted him out. There was no prior warning they were going to do this. Of course, the MEP, William Dartmouth, was on the phone every day to them telling them they'd got to do this. They just booted him out the door and slammed it and left him on the street. No money, no telephone, no way of getting in touch with anybody, and he had to go and beg until he could get somebody to let him have a phone so he could ring home and get some money sent so he could be flown back. I mean, it is quite, every aspect of this story is profoundly disturbing. And it had an electric effect on the meeting last night, because I asked for a second vote on how many people thought Britain was a police state, and there was only one out of the entire meeting who was willing to say that it wasn't a police state in the light of this episode. All the others have changed their minds. And once people get to hear that this is what happens when you don't have a democratic system of government, then perhaps UKIP will win its point. We will come out of the European Union, which is not just anti-democratic, it's irreformably anti-democratic, and we will once again be the masters of our own destiny, and never again will a British citizen be arbitrarily have his door kicked in at 3 a.m. and whisked off and put on a plane and locked up in some dank, miserable communist dungeon somewhere, just on the say-so of a communist official, and without the slightest right to be heard or even to know what it was. To this day, he doesn't know what it was that he was accused of. And I can tell you what I'm going to do about it.
Well, sir, it's time for you to leave, but do 5 more minutes and we'll finish up on this and then get into some of their new attacks on our energy systems if you can. I know you've got your press secretary there. If you've got to go, we understand. But Lord Christopher Monckton, is our guest. But we're going to hear what Lord Mock is going to do about it on the other side. If he can stay with us, if he's got to go, he'll tell me during the break. Okay. Thank you very much. But ladies and gentlemen, it's the same thing here now. With Obama saying U.S. citizens can be secretly killed, secretly extradited, taken overseas. The Congress won't pass the carbon taxes he implements by fiat and seizes the power plants. This is tyrannous. This is tyranny. We'll be right back.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available. With a 25-year shelf life, a full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
349, 359, 379. How much pain at the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
Okay, my friends, Lord Monckton is our guest. He was pointing out what he's going to do about it. Imagine foreign, incredibly corrupt governments that get away with whatever they want. The EU backs it. Order the British police, and they use this federal commissariat to come grab you in the middle of the night. Only the worst regimes in history did that. The terror comes at night. Normally, the police pick you up at work, pick you up at when you're walking out to get in your car in the morning. They just walk up, soft power, here's the warrant, police car. Only the secret police in black uniforms kick down doors, the NKVD. Notice how our whole culture worldwide is shifting to this. This is done scientifically. Lord Monckton, what are you, the former head of the UK Independence Party, and of course really their omnibudsman, now running for office for the parliament there in Scotland, what are you doing to strike a blow? Because you said 40%. Didn't think Britain was a police state. 60 did, a large group of citizens. And then after the story, 100% understood when you broke it down. What is your battle plan?
The battle plan, stage one, is that once this campaign is over, I will be writing an amicus curiae brief to the judge in the case, telling him, A, that Jason McGoldrick was tortured while he was in prison. By being starved and fed this ghastly rancid pork fat three times a day. And nothing else, no vegetables, no potatoes, nothing, just pork fat three times a day. And B, that the prosecutor effectively lied to the British court by presenting the application for a warrant at a time when there is a presumption that he was ready to try Mr. McGoldrick, but in fact he clearly wasn't, as we can prove from documents that have come to light since. So I'm going to tell the judge those two things. I'm going to say you are not allowed to inquire at the moment when the warrant is demanded into any of its circumstances, but once you are told that the warrant was improperly demanded, and we can prove that with documents from Hungary, and once you are told that this regime imprisoned this man in conditions which were inhumane and constituting in UK law torture, contrary to Section 177 of the Criminal Justice Act 1983, that is something of which the judge cannot but take judicial notice. He will have to call the Hungarian authorities in front of him in court, where I will be putting down a motion that the Hungarian foreign minister should be subjected to an arrest warrant for having presided over a regime which condones torture and brought over to Britain to stand trial in our criminal court at the Old Bailey for torture. And that carries life imprisonment. That'll teach him.
And by the way, you and your investigations have sent a lot of people to prison and derailed a lot of criminal actions. You're not playing games, Lord Monckton, so more power to you, because official oppression, the power of a criminal judiciary outside of any law, will reduce us down to classical absolute tyranny, and we all must stand together so that free people do not become slaves of this bureaucracy. We only have 2 minutes left. Give us a breakdown of the globalist ongoing programs to seize control of the global energy system.
Well, they're still going on and on and on and on about this global warming nonsense, but it's failing. We've now had no, and I mean no, global warming for 10 long years. There was supposed to be 0.5 Fahrenheit of global warming over the last 10 years, according to the UN's climate panel. It hasn't happened. It isn't happening. And it now very, very clear. I've just been studying the record for the last 60 years, changes in greenhouse gases. We've been getting the latest data, putting it in the computer. It's absolutely clear that this is not happening at anything like the rate they predicted. But the other thing that we've now done, we're working with international scientists and economists, is we've worked out just how little difference it makes if you, for instance, have a Waxman-Markey climate bill, and that would cut down 5/6 of the U.S. carbon economy over the next 40 years. That figure was in the bill, 83%. 5/6 would have been shut down. And that, over 40 years, would have reduced global temperature by 0.09 Celsius. It would have made hardly any difference, and it would have cost $7.2 trillion. That's how absurd all of this is, economically speaking. And we're about to publish these results worldwide. It's going to take a few more weeks to get them peer-reviewed into the literature, but we're very close to it now. And when everybody sees just how little your trillions buy when you're trying to stop the temperature rising, then they're just going to laugh this whole nonsense out of court. And when they do, then this world government network will suffer the biggest setback it's ever suffered. This will be the end of the left worldwide, if we play this lie. It'll be the end of dictatorship, because they will all remember it was the left, it was the Marxist.
Absolutely.
The
Lord Monckton, you've been very gracious. Thank you for joining us. All right, there goes Lord Christopher Monckton. Sorry to have to cut him off. We'll be right back with Steve Watson.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
You know, I was just going to have Lord Monckton on 30 minutes, but then he started getting into the UK being under the EU arrest warrant system. And under this UN global system, dictatorships can have you arrested, and it's going on. It's happening. And torture is condoned, all of this. And I go back to what I was discussing earlier in the first hour with the confirmed, I mean, the state police in Michigan, but it's also going on in other areas of the country, have wireless systems that hack into your phone as you drive by, and in seconds, because they have the back door, download your user history, your photos, your passcodes, your directory. And now when they pull you over for speeding, whatever, they grab your phone, plug it in, and steal everything off of it. The TSA is now doing that to more and more people with their laptops and phones. Sometimes, though, they're busy, so they just take them and say, we'll send it to you in a few months. In some cases, you get them a few months later. I mean, this is off-the-charts tyranny. And it's going on everywhere in our society. And I just hope people realize this is happening. You know, last Friday we shot a video, and then we edited it this week and just put it up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The title of the video is Censored Video, Alex Jones Joins the New World Order. And it is rated, just being up since late last night, 16 most viewed today, news and politics, 11 top favorited news and politics, number 7 top rated news and politics, number 28 top rated this week news and politics. That means it'll go to number 1 unless they start trying to block it. And it only says 4,173 hits. That's because that's what it probably got in the first hour. It just updates late. It'll probably be 100,000 next time it updates. Get this video out to everybody. But what's funny is, I knew this would happen. It says it's satire. It says it's a joke illustrating the absurdity of what's happening in our society. And still a bunch of people think it's real and are freaking out right now. And I'm not going to play it on air. You got to go watch it if you want to find out after the show. It's up at Infowars.com. But it looks extreme. It looks hardcore. It seems absurd what goes on in this video, but it turns out, you got to go watch it, that it's actually less extreme than what's really going on. The government banning dodgeball at state and federal level all across the country, now going into private schools saying they can't. Kickball, softball, the government not letting parents pack lunches for their children, saying you can't be trusted. TSA sticking their hands down your pants. The government stealing your wireless transmissions. This is all going on, and this just helped me remember that I briefly had the idea earlier in the last hour, and I only mentioned it once, so we may not be successful today, to do a Google search term today. Now, we've been successful over 70 times. A couple times we haven't hit number one. We're unable to search TSA terms. Those are definitely blocked. Terms critical of the TSA, those are blocked. We did a test last week twice, and they're definitely blocking it. Then we did Alex Jones. It went to number one. Today, we're going to do this. Cops steal cell phone. That's three words out of our article. Cops use mobile scanner to steal cell phone data from innocent Americans without warrants. That's our article at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So everybody, I don't like doing this in the 11th hour here with only 25 minutes left, but I want to search the term right now, cops steal cell phone. Let's do it. Three words. Put it in Google. Hit click. Enter it, 50, 60 times. It's easy to do. It'll send it to number one. Let's do it. Cops steal cell phone. People, and now the cops are going after the ACLU with hundreds of thousands of dollars of attempted fines for even FOIA requesting this. Now you FOIA request the documents. They say, yeah, that'll cost $500,000. And you requested it. You got to pay it. Oh, you wanted to have a demonstration at your church that was unpopular? We had to send out cops for security? Well, I didn't want your security. Sorry, you owe us $500,000. Like with the Koran burning preacher. This is how they're doing it. So cops steal cell phone. That'll lead folks to the article. Cops use mobile scanner to steal cell phone data from innocent Americans. I mean, your whole data list, they hack in. The phones are built for them to do this. And it's going on all over the country. I've been told by police sources in Austin that they're doing this in Austin. Most cops don't know about it. It's special units that have it. This is just incredible. Now, shifting gears for the rest of the hour, we'll probably do 5 minutes of overdrive or so. So we have a full 30-minute interview with Steve Watson. Steve Watson joining us from the United Kingdom is, of course, Paul Watson's brother. He has a master's degree in political science. Both of them are great writers, very intelligent people. And Watson, his brothers, Paul's been working with me for 9 years. Steve, I believe it's for about 8 now. And they just do an exemplary job at PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com. And Steve Watson joins us to give us his take on the fact that it's now admitted that the West has financed all these rebellions in the Middle East, Central Asia. Now even the LA Times is admitting that. And they're calling bombs being dropped, humanitarian and non-military, and ground troops that were there from the start, now publicly there, thousands more landing, British, U.S., EU, as they move forward for the open announcement of ground war, calling it a peacekeeping force. See, this is all UN nomenclature. And if anyone resists them when they're backing the rebels that are attacking Gaddafi's forces, the government forces, they're going to be called terrorists. We're going to talk about that. And then I want to get into royal wedding street party for Republicans is banned by cities in England. First, the government said the day's off when your royal German family is ruling you. You get the day off, peasants, party in the streets, normally not allowed for the slaves. But then the group that wants to get rid of the royals, the Republicans, said, well, we're going to demonstrate. And they said, no, not allowed. Meanwhile, Britain is criticizing Syria for banning protest. Or you try to protest outside the Capitol, they'll arrest you. See, the point is, it's hypocrisy. Steve Watson joining us via video Skype from London, England. Thank you for coming on with us.
Howdy, Alex. How you doing?
Hey, I like that shirt you've got there.
I'm thinking about wearing it for the royal wedding. Gonna go out on the street.
Hey, Steve, tell us about the little story when we visited the tower and we're seeing the royal jewels, and there were some Brits in there worshiping the royal German family, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, like Americans worship Obama, and we had a little argument with them, didn't we?
That's right, yeah. Quite a while ago now, we went to the Tower of London where they like to parade their various different torture devices throughout the years. And we were walking around looking at the projected videos of the Queen's coronation on the walls, looking at the various jewels that they display for the public. And then, you know, we kind of expressed a bit of disgust at it all, as we do. And this lady behind us overheard us and said, how dare you criticize your culture? To which we replied, well, this isn't really our culture, is it? This is a culture of days gone by. I mean, call me a wild-eyed radical progressive, but I don't think our head of state should be selected based on whether they came out of the womb of someone who wears a crown and lives in a palace.
Absolutely. And then meanwhile, the royal family you have is from the continental Saxe-Coburg-Gothas that hundreds of years before usurped England, invaded England, and took the place over. I mean, all the way back to William the Conqueror. I mean, this is a joke. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is like pygmies with bones in their noses and headdresses. You've got some swollen old decadent crone up there who just neutralized for the third time in 3 years the Canadian Parliament because they didn't want to follow her orders. The truth is they run all this PR, how they're powerless and have no power. But when I've been in England, they shut down half the roads in London randomly to let you know she owns the roads. And on the tour bus, they told us, you are arrested in England if you talk bad about the Queen.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's the argument that we hear over and over again, that the royal family is irrelevant. It's purely ceremonial, has no power. Well, if that's the case, get rid of it then. Abolish it, because we're still paying, you know, billions in taxpayer money into this all the time. Abolish it, get rid of it, put the money into, put it into education, put it into hospitals, do something with it, because if it's purely ceremonial, then we don't need it, do we?
No, we don't. In fact, we can search this and put it on screen. Last year, as tens of thousands of elderly were literally on the verge of freezing to death and having to ride on buses 24 hours a day to stay warm, having their welfare stipend for natural gas cut, it turned out that all the Queen's dozens of huge palaces were being heated off of the heating welfare fund, and then they also, just like the Dutch royal family, their cousins hide their wealth, and it's a state secret. This is amazing. But I noticed, Steve, you have the Queenie over your shoulder there.
That's right.
I guess that's a sick joke.
Yeah, I thought you might like it, so I put it there. I'm gearing up for the royal wedding. I'm going to get out there on the streets.
Now, you're not going to talk bad about your foreign rulers, are you?
Well, I won't be allowed. It's banned.
That's right. In fact, it's in the news. They're saying if you dare speak in any way wrong of the royal personages, you will be instantly seized because England is so free.
That's right. I mean, right, what's happening is, for those that don't know, this is next week, next Friday, the royal wedding. Wills, good old Wills and Kate are getting married, right? So everyone in the country has got the day off. And what they've got to do is get out into the streets, have a big table set up with lots of nice cupcakes with the faces on and stuff like that. That's all great. The Prime Minister says we've got to go and do that. But there's a few people in this country that don't really agree with having a monarchy anymore. And they've expressed the opinion that they'd like to have, you know, a little sort of not a celebration, just a little party of their own to just say, you know, we don't really support this. But it turns out that they're not going to be allowed to do that because the local councils are banning it. And let me read a quote for you from a news article about this. It was a group called Republic. Obviously, they're in the traditional sense of the word, they're Republicans in this country. They don't believe in a monarchy. They wanted to have a party, but they applied to the council to just make it all legit and everything. The council replied back saying that they couldn't have a party because they'd failed to provide an adequate management plan. Which is, you know, really, that's what...
So
really
using bureaucracy as a way, the communist Chinese just send in the troops, but if you now try to have that party, they will send in the paramilitary police. And expanding on that, I've seen it in the UK news that they may ban protesting, period, now in the UK. And similar things are now going on here in the United States, Paul, Steve.
Well, yeah, they've already banned protest around, you know, the most politically sensitive areas of London. You can't hold a protest without first applying to Westminster Council and stating what your protest is going to be about and how many people are going to be there, etc., etc., for anything at all. You know, there was someone who was famously arrested for reading out the names of soldiers that had been killed in Iraq from a newspaper that it was printed in that day. They were arrested straight away. And that's the kind of thing that goes on. But let me read this quote about the royal parties. This is what the council wrote back to the group, Republic.
Oh, of course.
We do not consider this event to be a community festival stroke party. The purpose of such is to draw the community together in an act of celebration stroke oneness. It's very likely that this event is not or would not be supported by the majority of the community. Indeed, it does not serve to engage the community in any way. So that's why you can't hold a Republican.
What an arrogant... read me the mainstream headline out of that. What an arrogant thing saying the... just throwing it in your face.
The headline is, not the royal wedding street party banned by Camden Council.
All right, now let's expand on that. You're wearing the answer to 1984 is 1776. You're in Airstrip 1. A lot of people are like, why is this British guy, that's like a Dallas Cowboy who lives in Dallas, you know, wearing a redskin shirt? The truth is, if you study history, the Parliament didn't vote to have war with the other British citizens, the colonists, and then the king had to ride in and give a rare speech, King George III, and he wasn't liked, by the way, because he was, you know, could hardly even speak English, he was so German. And they got upset about that, but he demanded they do it, so they went ahead with the war. And so people think that it was the British hating America. The United States colonies were predominantly British, and of course were British ruled. And so we need to have the spirit of 1776 over there. I think we should launch an operation against this tyranny, and everybody should hang up the answer to 1984 is 1776, or just wear 1776 shirts, 1776 signs. I mean, who says the Brits can't continue what we did? I mean, absolutely, let's run them back to the continent of Europe, and they don't want them there either. Well, then let's run them back to their German castles. What do you say, Paul? Steve?
Well, I mean, that's right. I mean,
you sound nothing like your brother, but I hardly ever interview you, so I keep saying Paul.
I'm much better looking as well.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Paul. Steve. Paul, Steve. Steve Watson joins us. Go ahead.
Look, in this country, there's a massive amount of people that are against the monarchy. And it was only a few years ago that there were TV debates and, you know, public votes about abolishing it altogether. Yet now we're in a situation where next Friday we're expected to line the streets and have parades and stuff. And I don't know why all of this has been forgotten so quickly. I mean, like you said, they're not even English. Let's not mention the fact that they're German. They changed their name to the House of Windsor to sound more English at the beginning of the 20th century. George V did so. I mean, there's a massive movement in this country to just get rid of them.
Well, why can't I come there and be the king of England? I mean, I'm more Britannic, you know, Jones than the Gothas. Can I come and be your king? Can everybody worship me?
Right, I mean, you can have a go. I'm sure. I'm sure you could set up your own little stall on the streets.
Maybe I can invade like they did hundreds of years ago and take over, and you can have a Texas king. And that's not as strange as having a German king, is it?
No, it's pretty much the same.
Would you like me to be your king? Would you like to eat cupcakes and stuff with my wife's picture on it? I mean, that sounds normal. That's normal.
I'm currently knocking up a few cupcakes with your face on them.
Hey, tell you what, Steve Watson, got it right that time. Known Steve forever. I just hardly ever talk to him. Except we're working on stories together here live on air with us. I want to come back and talk about how long will it take, though, for them to kill the new bride like the prince's father did. I mean, how long until they kill her like they did Princess Diana? That's an important question.
My name is Megan, and this is my LifeLock story.
Imagine opening your door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief.
Identity thieves use my identity to buy cell phones and computers online. They shipped the stolen phones to my home, where they actually staked out my house waiting for the delivery.
Fortunately, Megan had advanced warning from LifeLock, and a potential tragedy was averted.
I believed LifeLock would protect me from identity theft, but when thieves showed up at my home, LifeLock just may have saved more than money. LifeLock's services are amazing. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it.
LifeLock is on a mission to help stop identity theft, but they can't protect you if you're not a member. The call takes just minutes, plus you'll get 60 days of LifeLock risk-free. If you're not delighted, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. The real U.S. unemployment rate is now 22% and not 9% like what we are told by the mainstream media. The primary instinct of unemployed Americans is to go to college and seek a higher education. But all across America, students are graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and no jobs. Most college graduates are now admitting that they would have been better off getting a job at Walmart or McDonald's than having their lives destroyed by student loans. Our friends at the National Inflation Association are getting ready to release College Conspiracy, the world's most comprehensive documentary ever produced about America's college education system. To be among the first to see College Conspiracy, sign up for the free NIA newsletter today at www.inflation.us. NIA believes that college education is the largest scam in American history. College Conspiracy will expose the facts and truth about the education system here in the U.S. Sign up for free today at inflation.us to be among the first to see College Conspiracy.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-I-S-I-N-Victory-E-L-Y-N, Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
We have Aaron Dykes fills in sometimes when I'm away on assignment or on vacation. So does Paul Watson. So does the Health Ranger Mike Adams. Steve Watson has sat in before, does just an amazing job. I mean, he's kind of in the jovial, friendly mode when he's on with me, but he really has an incredible grasp of what's happening geopolitically. That is his specialty as well from college, but just does amazing work at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to go a little bit into overdrive. Into the next hour, I want to get his take on Libya and some other issues, but I've seen the polls of over 80% of Brits and the health service, the doctors, they've come out and said, yes, Princess Diana was murdered. And she even told her butler and made a videotape the government sees and a diary that Charles said he was going to kill her in a fake car accident. That's intelligence agency's favorite way to kill you. And then there's all the rest of the evidence. It goes on for hours. The government still laughs at people. But this old story of killing the broodmother after she's had the kids is really nothing new. And are people placing bets on how long the new prince's wife is going to be alive over there, Steve?
I don't know if they're placing bets, but, I mean, it's all very similar. It's all history repeating itself. She's even got Diana's ring. That's what they're using for the wedding, which is very symbolic in itself. I don't spend a lot of time reading into that kind of thing, but, I know people think that's a very important symbolic thing. But look, I mean, the royal family, like we said, they're still very powerful in this country. They still own more than half the land in this country that they just simply seized from the people.
No, it's propaganda that they don't have power anymore. That's a psyop they put out.
Exactly. And like you said just last week, I think, the Queen dissolved the Canadian Parliament. She's still the head of state in Canada and Australia. Canada's parliament was dissolved last week.
And that's not ceremonial, by the way. I mean, she owns that country.
Yeah, the prime minister effectively said, right, I want to dissolve this parliament and have an election, because basically he's not going to get back in if he continues to seize out the term of the government. So who did he go see? He went to the Queen and asked the Queen to dissolve the parliament.
That's exactly
what the Queen did. So, you know, and that can happen in this country. The Queen can just replace our government anytime she pleases.
But she doesn't have any power.
Well, that's the smoke and mirrors, isn't it?
And the bombardment of Libya is not a war, and the ground troops are not ground troops. They pledged no ground troops, even though ground troops were already there. What's your take on that, Steve?
Well, the ground troops, I mean, yesterday, the British government said that they were sending in scout parties that are not ground troops. They're help teams. They're there to help the rebels. So, I mean, that's just more Orwellian doublespeak. We're not at war with Libya. We are at kinetic military action. We're engaged in kinetic military action. We're not engaged in war. We're not sending in ground troops. We're sending in help squads. What else? We've got the EU that wants to send in 1,000 troops. And last time I checked, the EU doesn't even have a standing army. So basically, every single member state of the EU is going to be beholden to sending in troops, should it be judged by the UN, should it be given authority.
How about we send in Herman Van Rompuy and people? Haven't we put a pack on his back and sent him in against Gaddafi? Because, you know, at least the old kings, the old tyrants, would take the field and chop people up, and they got power the old-fashioned way. We're ruled by a bunch of chicken-neck bloodsuckers.
Exactly. I mean, it's not. There are people within the EU and our national governments that don't support this. I mean, the French foreign minister yesterday said it was tantamount to a military operation. which completely violates and contravenes the UN resolution that they keep bringing up and going over.
Stay there, so, extremists. You don't want to bow down to that old murderous witch, Queen Elizabeth II. I do mean number two. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.